My name is Marcello Biondi. I am 14 years old. Today is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Christian Biondi, who is my brother. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. One of my greatest influences in my whole life was my father. He has taught me to never give up and to never let other people get to you. And he's taught me always to work hard and to do like whatever you're doing the best way and not to leave it halfway. And he's just really been an overall role model for me, because he has shown me that work, when you put in the work, you get success.
What is your happiest memory?
My happiest memory was when I was pitching in the World Series, and we were number one in the nation, and we were playing against our rivals, and there was a lot of tension between both teams, and I really couldn't let my parents down and couldn't let myself down, because we put a lot of hard work and dedication into all of this. And that game we won, and I closed the game out with amazing pitching. And it really told me that putting in hard work really pays off. And when we won the game, everyone ran into the field and we started celebrating. And it was truly one to remember.
What in life are you most grateful for?
I would say that I'm most grateful for my beautiful family that I have, and the family I have in Colombia. The ability to be able to go and fly to them, and mostly my education, because my parents have worked very hard to provide me this amazing education that I'm receiving at this point in life. And I'm really grateful for my dog. I'm really grateful for the beautiful house we live in, and the love that my parents have for me.
What would you like to be remembered for?
I would mostly like to be remembered for someone who works hard and really overdoes what is assigned, and somebody who never gives up on anything they're doing, even when people are telling you to stop, to always keep going and don't let other people get to you. I want to be someone who overachieves everything and meets my goals, and not just sets them and keeps them there and doesn't really meet them.
Tell me about a family tradition you have.
I would say that the major family tradition that we celebrate every year is on September 28th, when my father and mother invite everyone in my family, and they wake up very early to prepare a very expensive and rare pasta that we don't really find in everywhere, that is Italian made. And we celebrate this because this was the date when our ancestors from Italy came to the Americas and opened up their own Italian restaurant that paid for my parents, for my dad's education and all his knowledge on cooking.
What are your hopes for this country?
For the future, I want this country to be one country where really you could leave your door unlocked without any worry of someone breaking in. And to be honest, I really don't believe in us citizens having armed weapons, because weapons could cause a lot of danger and could really end lives with just pulling a trigger. And I believe that everyone should receive free healthcare, because I want everyone to be treated equally, and where the whites and the blacks could be together, and really where there is no racism, because God made us equal, and He made us for a reason, and to ensure safety for everybody.
What are your plans for the future?
Really, I've put in so much hard work into baseball, and for college, I'm hoping to get either a scholarship or an admission into a very D1 sport college, because baseball is really my number one priority, and school is also number one, but I really am trying to make it far in baseball, And my future plans is to make it into the major leagues so I could support people who think that they can't make it. Because when I was younger, a lot of people said I wouldn't make it, but now I can because I have all the abilities to, and all the support from my parents and everyone. And I really want to make an impact in the world, and that's really it.